The latest United Nations predictions on future world population say that by 2050, the world may be filled by 9.1 billion people. That's up over 30% from our current population of 6.8 billion. Now, the FAO says if we're going to be able to feed that many people, we're going to need to invest more in agriculture. Kostas Stamoulis is from the Food and Agriculture Organization. He says population growth is not going to be the only strain. He says diets are changing and people are starting to eat more meat, fish, milk and high-value protein-based foods.
As the developing countries grow, their demand for food will change, but what it also will change is the patterns of food they eat. That is, they're going to be eating more meat and high-value products and less cereals directly.
The FAO says in order to meet new food demands, over $80 billion need to be invested in agriculture annually. This is an increase of about 50% on what's currently being invested. Stamoulis says this money should come mainly from the private sector.
Most of this money, probably 75%, will be put by farmers themselves and by the private sector. It's not a matter of going out and finding the money. People will invest in agriculture as demand increases, and they will try to satisfy this demand through the market.
But he says the public sector needs to make sure that the infrastructure is in place to make a bigger agricultural drive possible.
The public sector has a very important role to play here, because unless we provide farmers and food producers and agriculture producers with infrastructure like roads and development and information and institutions, they won't invest.
Stamoulis says meeting increased food demands is only one part of the problem. Proper distribution, he says, is crucial.
So there are two challenges. One is to make sure that we increase the productivity of agriculture to meet all demand for agriculture products, biofuels, food, feed, livestock, etc. But also the other challenge is to make sure that everybody by 2050 and possibly earlier should be able to access the food to eat that is produced.
FAO delegates will meet at the World Summit on Food Security in Rome next month, where Stamoulis says they will hammer out a consensus on the importance of feeding the world in the next 40 years. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.